Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Smashbox TV Podcast 494's After Show.
You got a good deep gravelly voice with a little cough you kind of have going on
after
in the background.
After Show. after I show you something.
Here we are.
Somebody help.
I was just getting hit with a little touch of something last week about this time.
I'll hit you with a touch of something.
It didn't feel great throughout the weekend, and I definitely struggled with my voice. And right as I was leaving Monday morning, I feel as if things started coming back around. I don't know. But here we are. It wasn't as bad as last year. Last year during the All-Star weekend, I literally got a call from the Disc Golf Network higher-ups. Not my producer, necessarily, but even above him, I think it was. It came down and said, Terry, take the afternoon and stop talking. And I was like, well, you're firing me already? It's just the All-Star. No. I sounded that terrible last year during the All-Star. So it was better this year, but it still wasn't great. I don't know if that's ever going to get fully not be a thing, but I guess we'll see. I mean, if they move the All-Stars to the middle of the summer or the middle of the season, well, maybe that'll be the solution. Anyway, excuse me. What do we got?
Not a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Do you think... And actually, I know the answer to this already. The answer is a resounding no. You think someone will give me a free table saw? I want a saw stop. So there's like, saw stop is like the, I don't say it's the Porsche, but.
Is that the one where you can stick your finger in and it stops?
Yes.
Is that like, I remember seeing videos like, on like YouTube from that from like years ago.
Yeah. They have a patent. Like, they have a patent on that technology. And the US government right now is actually looking at like maybe their patent supposedly runs out next year or something, because they've had it for like 15 or 20 years. Something
it's been around that long.
It has
that technology.
Okay. And I really want one, but they're really freaking, like, I was at the store this weekend looking at them, mm-hmm. and they're like 3 to 4 times what you'd pay for a regular table saw, like a good regular table saw, like the kind I would get, $500 to $600. These things are like $2,000 for the one I want. And that's not even the top line. Like they've got good table saws, and then they've got like the cabinet maker ones, which I don't need because I want something for my garage and I'm gonna be able to move around a little bit. So I'm looking at more like a construction one. But I want a table saw. I'd kind of like one of them because they're really nice and they're safe. I don't have to worry about cutting a finger off. But I also don't want to pay that much money. I mean, the guy came over because I was staring at him for so long, and he's like, "Can I help you, sir?" And I was like,
I want to stick my finger in this.
I kind of do, though. I do. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to stick my finger.
Does that ruin it to some degree,
it's got a brake on the blade, so the blade is spinning. It recognizes like an electromagnetic static or something thing when your finger or skin touches it, or a nail, really wet wood, things like that can trigger it. There's a bypass if you need to use it. But what it does is there is a break inside. So your blade is spinning and there's a break that basically goes whoom, and stops it and then pulls it down so that I mean, literally, you see these guys that just have like nicks on their finger, as opposed to, you know, the scary the video they have at the store where the guy's like, I wish I had a saw stop. And he comes up with like four nubs and a thumb. It's like, if I had a, you know, and the doctor, it's like, I see 1,000 table saw accidents every week. And you're like, you do not. And the guy, and then they show the grizzled old man with like, man, I don't know what I would have done. And he's got like two fingers, and maybe, you know, one of them is still gonna, I don't know how he got both hands in the saw, but he did. But I kind of want one, Terry, but they're really expensive. So it basically stops it, grabs it. You have to replace the blade, which is, you know,
really expensive, isn't it?
No, those blades are like $80.
Okay.
And the brake, which is like $80. I mean, you can get really expensive blades, but that's probably an average. So
I mean, what's your arm worth to you, right?
That's exactly what their selling point is, Terry Miller. It's like, you know, you could pay thousands and thousands of dollars in the emergency room for one accident, or could pay it once for a saw stop, basically. And I really want one, but I can't justify it because I can't afford it right now. But I, someone out there, saw stop, send me a saw. You're not watching this, but send me a saw.
Yeah.
I'll promote it every week. I'll show everybody my fingers. I still have them. You know?
Here, smell these.
Smell my finger. Pull my finger. It's still there. Guess what? Because if I don't have a saw stop, I won't be able to do that joke. There goes my whole dad jokes.
Yep. That's a good point. At one, speaking of dad jokes, a quick side note to that. At one point, I got a text this weekend from Hannah Macbeth, and she said, there are three dads in the booth, and yet not one dad joke yet. And I was like, good point. Good point. I was trying to refrain for the most part. I didn't have too many silly things or puns or dad jokes, so to speak. So I don't know. No one else made any comments about them. I did have one about a fence, and that was really, I think, the only one eventually. So I had some good restraint this weekend.
Well, that's good. I don't expect the same thing this weekend. There's only so much restraint you have.
Yeah. So real quick, speaking of this weekend, it will be a very unique situation in that I am in the booth every morning with Val, but not on the broadcast for this afternoon, for the afternoons.
Yeah.
Every afternoon, to my knowledge, it's going to be Philo, Ian, and Ken Climo.
Yeah.
And they're doing that on site.
Same as USDGC was.
And Val and I will be doing, obviously, the FPO commentary in Bend. And then those three will be doing the on-course commentary, doing the commentary on site. Now, where on site, I don't know. I don't know if they're physically going to be at the property, which I would doubt.
No,
or if they're going to be down the road.
I think they're down the
mile.
Road.
If they're going to be at Kenny's house in Tampa.
No, I don't think so. I saw an address in one of the emails of where they're going to be, which I don't know the address of the site, but I don't think they're on actual course site. I think they're at a nearby location, is my understanding.
Hmm.
So,
okay. So there you go. That is what I'm aware of, is that it will be those three, and then Val and myself will be. And I'm just going to put this out there and whine like a little baby. That's an early effing morning, and I think even you guys would agree. I think I saw, I don't know if it's going to be an 8:30 or a 9:30 start for the broadcast. Let's just assume it's 8:30, because I feel like, well, that's what it was originally for the All-Star weekend this weekend. That's an 8:30 broadcast start time, which in Oregon, that's 5:30. And per our production standards, talent, I'll use in quotes. I don't like calling myself that.
You are, though. You're the talent.
I know that's what they call it. It just feels
you don't
weird.
Have to have it to be it.
That's true. Talent then is in your seats, ready to prep for the day 1 hour prior to that. So 8:30, 5:30, 5:30. That's 4:30. That means in my seat,
I'll be sleeping.
Hair and makeup done at 4:30 a.m.
Does Nate do your makeup now?
Usually.
Okay. No. I wasn't sure.
I have to get to Nate and Val's, which thankfully is just a few minutes away. That means I'm waking up at 3:45 at latest.
Better go to bed early.
So there's my complaint just for the moment. That's
and we know. I mean,
and just the fact that I'm not a morning person. I'm just so much more a night person. That's a better way to word it. I think once I'm up, once I'm showered and ready to go and ready to perform a task for the day, work or otherwise, like I'm perfectly fine.
Yep.
I just don't enjoy it. So those are very early mornings when we're on the East Coast. And then, of course, when you fast forward all the way to the end of the year. And
you're done pretty early, too, though.
Sure. I don't care. I don't care about being done at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You can go and take a nap.
That does me no good.
Well, you're done before that.
Because I'm just, this weekend I will be. But if you're then doing the men and after that, like, sure, I'm done at 2 or 3. Then I'm just tired.
I say start drinking at 10.
Okay, 10
p.m.
p.m.
Drink for a few hours.
Okay.
Start to sober up about an hour or two before the broadcast.
Okay.
Go through the broadcast, and then when you're done, go to bed.
Ah, that would be a different way to do the day.
Yeah. Would they be able to tell if you were drunk? No.
Tonight, I'm not going to lie. With the way I feel right now, I feel like I've had a few tonight. I've had
but zero. You haven't. I've had one.
I know. I feel like I have just because I'm not fully there mentally. I don't know. I don't know if anyone would know. Well, I don't. I
depends
guess there's
how
only
many.
One way to find
depends
out.
Depends how many because we have seen you drunk.
Yeah.
Somebody was asking in one of the things like for the DGN side streams that are going to happen. You know, the companion streams. Mm. Who would you like to see? And someone said drunk Terry Miller solo.
That would be fun. Not going to lie. That could be fun.
So some event, just come over here. I'll set up a camera right over in the other room there. So we're not here. I want to be in a more relaxed scenario. I think maybe on the couch in the other room. So we'll set up a camera just right through the wall here. Start drinking, you know, and just. You know, I'll have a few, a few bourbons. We can get whatever you want. Maybe some scotch ales or something that you like.
Mm, I did pick up a few new beverages last night.
All right. I'm here for it, Ter. I'm here for you.
That would be interesting. I wonder if, I guess it depends on what they're trying to go for with the side streams, but
Well, here's what I've been told about the side streams. One, you can't make fun of the sponsors or the commercials. I think you have to
That's pretty easy.
That's lame.
I wouldn't really do that.
I wouldn't really, but I might. Depends how silly the commercial is. I don't know if you can swear. I doubt it. But are they going to fucking stop me? Probably not.
There's levels to swearing, though, too, right? I mean, there's words that are swear words, and there's words that are acceptable and not so acceptable, obviously, but... Okay. So
those are the two things I think I've read because I asked Mo about that and I'm like, so can I make fun of the sponsors? He's like, no. I was like, well, maybe. Are you sure? He's like, no, you can't. Mm. I was like, all right, well, that's no fun. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to make fun of a good Zucca commercial?
I feel like I almost sold one. I feel like I should get a commission. If a flight attendant from Southwest ends up buying one. What was her name? Anyway, Zucca, I want the commission because I showed her my bag. Now, mind you, a few years ago, Zucca was supporting something that I was working on, great relationship, all that good stuff. They had said, hey, we'd like to get you a bag. Or I'm sorry, a cart. I'm like, I don't play enough golf. I don't want a cart, first of all. Second of all, I don't play enough golf to even appreciate a cart, even if I did want a cart. So very kind, but thanks, but no thanks. And then at that point, I was like, well, you guys actually, obviously, they're one of their main, I was going to say constituents, one of their main markets is, in fact, pilots and travel. A lot of people don't know this. Zucca was making carts and travel bags for lots of other industries way before disc golf, right?
And the story is there's a local Wisconsin guy who took the cart, converted it to a disc golf cart, started selling them. Zucca saw that, kind of took the idea and ran with it. And now, you know, he makes other carts
He makes his own cart.
He makes his own cart now.
No longer affiliated.
And no longer affiliated. Zooka, you know, has rolled with this, and it's been, I think, a pretty good, lucrative relationship for them.
Yeah. So they said, how about we send you instead a luggage travel cart or whatever? Sure enough, I got their really nice travel cart. I use it all the time. Yeah, I'd say I use it all the time. I use it quite frequently as a carry-on. It's perfect carry-on size. And when I brought it on, the flight attendant, which says something, she took note of it. She's like, wow, that's like a really nice, you know, cart. It's like, well, thank you. And I explained it to her, told her the name brand, showed her. And it's funny because you go to Zooka.com, and of course, like, disc golf is more prevalent in terms of their carts right now in terms of that industry. But they were very much in the luggage and or are in the luggage and travel industry as well. So anyway, if she buys it, I want that commission I sold her on that. Yeah. Oh, that's what you said, is that everybody loves... I don't think I would rip on... it's tough.
I wouldn't be mean about it, but exactly. There's definitely commercials that you could joke about.
Some hit a little better than others.
They all do. Right.
Do you collect disc golf bags, carts, and other equipment, Terry? I have, if I've used it, I never get rid of it. So do I actively seek out and collect things? Absolutely not. But if I used it myself and then eventually got a replacement, I probably still then do have it. So I have a handful of bags throughout the years that I personally used. And then at some point, if I was either given or purchased a different piece of equipment to replace it, I then held on to the old one. I wouldn't say I collect, though. I don't actively seek out anything. One piece of interesting history I do have is what I believe is one of the first 10 ever grip bags that was ever made. I had done a video with Grip when they were being prototyped and just coming out. I think that was 2010. Avery Jenkins, Nate Doss, and Valerie Jenkins were all the quote-unquote spokespeople for it. And I was talking to Justin Atwater Taylor, who was the original designer and inventor of the grip bag. We were all in Japan, and that's where I had shot a video. That's when I was doing more traditional video blogs. And that's where we shot a video breaking down the brand new grip bag that was just coming out.
I was the cameraman.
I was just going to say, I'm sure you were.
I was there filming.
Yeah.
And you interviewed them.
When they then came out, I remember everyone was sticker shocked, as they should have been, because it was a $200+ bag, $250, $300, whatever it was at the time. And now that's absolutely like commonplace.
Bottom, like,
no big deal.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was like, oh my God, that's insane. You're going to pay that much for a disc golf bag? And I had jumped on board and ordered 10 of them from
him. Because like the Revolution bags were like $80 with your quad shocks, which were like $50. So it was like, you know, I have one hanging right there, you were like $130 total. Was expensive, but not unreasonable. But holy crap, you're going to $200, whatever.
I'm trying to remember what the very first ones were. I guess I could maybe look for an invoice. I had purchased them. And yeah, so that's an interesting piece of history for sure. That I know I have is one of the first 10 or so grip bags that let me rephrase that. It was for sure one of the first 10 that were sent to me, because I pre-ordered 10 of them and then resold them.
It was one of the first batches, basically, the originals.
And I want to say there were maybe only 100 or 200 that were originally made in that very first batch. And I knew I had 10 of them. So, yeah, kind of crazy. All the girls rock Zooka. Have you seen people check in a Zooka cart? I've never seen that. Like a disc golf cart, I've never seen that. I've seen other Zookas that people are like non-disc golfers. I've seen Zookas in airports, but I've never seen a disc golfer check a Zooka cart. I kind of feel like
I think you would check it at the plane, right? You'd walk with it to the plane, and then you'd check it right there at the door, maybe?
I mean, depending on what the policies and procedures are.
Yeah.
So, I made... It was a... I don't want to call it a hasty. It wasn't hasty. It was a very well thought out, very diligent and thought out decision that I never thought I'd make. Excuse me, this last weekend in my travels.
Mm.
It was a snap decision that was still well thought out. That's an oxymoron. That doesn't make sense. I signed up for the United Club at the airport.
Wow, look at you, baller. Just balling out.
Now, let me make some sense of this. I did the math with the amount of times that I'm going to be traveling. It makes sense that as long as I eat in the United Club every time I travel,
yeah,
it will, in fact, pay for itself. And I get to feel cool.
I mean, which is really the key.
I mean, this is disc golf rich, like upper echelon disc golf rich.
Yeah.
But it truly was 100% thought out economic decision that actually worked out
in your favor
and makes sense.
Okay.
So I signed up for it. And I kind of like it.
I'm glad. It's a nice luxury to have. Terry, you're in your 40s now. You can afford a luxury. You can give yourself the luxury.
But it's funny because I didn't think of it as a luxury. I just sat and did the math, and I was like, if I'm going to be in such and such airports in this amount of times this year, at minimum, I already know at least a certain amount of times that I'm going to be there. If I use it in this capacity, yeah, it actually, like, logistically just makes sense. It's kind of like... I guess I think of it as, it's kind of like if you are absolutely going to wash your car at least once a month.
Which my wife washes her car like
once a week. If you wash your car at least once a month, but the car wash is offering some kind of special that says, hey, here's a discount.
My wife pays for a yearly pass.
Yeah, there you go. Like, so it sounds like, well, that seems, you know, like you said, a luxury. And it's like, well, it is nice, but it's an economic. It makes economic sense. So there you have it.
Wow. I didn't realize we were called Smash Ballers here, not Smashbox, but Terry Miller rolling.
To be fair, I did pay for it out of my own pocket. Nobody else paid for that.
Smashbox ain't paying for that.
Exactly. Damn it. I used the wrong credit card.
Let me check the receipts real quick.
Oh, speaking of which, thank you. Receipts, perfect.
Okay.
Here's where my cheap side's going to come right back, because that's where I am. If you are a Best Buy middle level or upper member,
who is that anymore? Who buys that much stuff from Best Buy these days?
That's my problem. What are they even called?
It was just a reward zone for a long time because I had it for a while. Like, I was like the lowest level.
Which is just like back, you just signed up and like gave them your email, right?
No,
that's
I think
pay something?
No, I didn't pay anything. But I purchased, like, at one point, I think I purchased like $500 from there in a year. And I got like, and this was years ago. Like, God, probably 10 to 12 years. Yeah, I think it was when I bought my TV. So it had to be almost 12 years ago because my son... Oh, 14 years ago, because my son was very young. We got our TV that's upstairs when my son was very small.
All right, here we are. There's my Best Buy, which is like anyone can sign up. Mm-hmm. It's your frequent visitor thing. If you've ever been to Best Buy and signed up for anything, you probably did that. Then they have my Best Buy Plus, which is exclusive prices and perks exclusively for you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, this is different than when
I... And then they have my Best Buy Total, which I don't even know what that is, and I don't care. My point is, if anyone has my Best Buy Plus or my Best Buy Total, as in if you've paid anything to Best Buy to have one of those two memberships and you'd like to help me, I need your help. And here's why. I'll try to make this a shortened story.
Good luck.
Best Buy's default return policy right now is?
Is it down to 14 days?
It's down to 14 days. I purchased an item and then got on a plane and flew to Singapore. I was in Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, and came back. I have gone past those 14 days.
Yep.
I never even opened or needed the item I bought. So they told me to piss off yesterday.
You can't even return it for store credit?
Seemingly not.
Okay.
I have the receipt.
Yeah, that's...
They don't care. Mm-hmm. You know how crappy that feeling is?
Is it past 30 days?
No.
Okay, so it's not even past 30 days. It's just past their 14 days.
It's 14 days.
Okay.
And so then you know what they say to me. So it's a... let me also be clear. It's a $45 item. It is a charging brick for my DSLR camera.
Whatever.
Because I thought I didn't bring mine along, and I wanted to have that for my camera. Sure enough, the second I landed in Singapore and unpacked my bags, I had tucked it in with a bunch of other stuff. I did bring my own charger, rendering that other charger 100% useless to me.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And it was about $45. They say to me, well, if you sign up for the My Best Buy Plus,
which is probably like $100,
you get a 60-day return policy.
Okay.
I could return it. My Best Buy Plus is $49.99.
So you're down $5.
Well, and I'd have Best Buy Plus, I guess, but...
For the two other purchases you're going to make this year at Best Buy?
Exactly.
Which you probably don't plan on returning.
That's my point. So you get a couple other things.
I'm sure you get some.
I get free two-day shipping.
They probably give you some exclusive sales once or twice a year. And
you get an extended 60-day warranty on most products. And I think I can... I think they waive a recycling fee on like old TV, on old screens and or certain items. So like all I'm thinking is like, can I bring a CRT TV or a CRT monitor in here and drop it off and you wouldn't charge me anything? Well, I don't have one of those. And so it's not going to do me any good. Hmm. So the scam I need to run.
This is what it comes down to, folks.
Is I need you, if you have this membership, if you are a My Best Buy Plus or My Best Buy Total member, I need you to go buy that item and then basically swap receipts with me.
So that you can return it
under a 14 day.
And they can return it under.
I bet you the purchase is going to be linked
to your card.
No, it doesn't have to be on a card, though. I don't know. Maybe I didn't think my scam. It's not hardly a scam. I just want to return something. I want to return
something that wasn't actually even used. It's not like you opened it and used it.
Correct. I just want to return a brand new item and get my money back. And someone said, well, why wouldn't you just sell the item? Because probably nobody wants to buy
this
very specific battery charger without me taking a loss on it.
You're definitely going to take a loss on it. Like at most, you're probably going to sell that for $20.
It's so
someone says, Terry, don't discuss your fraud on the podcast. Well, it's not a very
really,
good fraud.
It's not even really fraud.
It is.
I don't know. Those are the famous words.
It's not even really fraud.
I feel like that should be the thumbnail quote for the YouTube video that's made with me in cuffs. And it says, it's not even really fraud.
It's
though.
A victimless crime.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, what a scam policy, super short return policy to try and get people to sign up for their membership.
So I mean, could you buy one, return the old one, and then go to a Best Buy with no receipt and say, hey, I have this, and then...
That was the one other suggestion someone made, and this is all funny because Johnny and I both worked at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen all the scams. I worked at customer service for like 2 years.
Almost 30 years ago we worked at Best Buy. Anyway...
027.
Yeah. District what, 3?
District 3. Do you remember your employee number? I do. 55066. Only because I had to type it into every single...
I was trying to think about it yesterday, and I don't think I do remember it.
Yeah, which means I was like the 55th 1000th employee probably, or somewhere around there, 55066, because I had to type it into every cash register item whenever I would start a new thing. So I was so quick with it. It'll be with me till the day I die. It'll probably be on my gravestone. John Van Derzen, employee 55066.
No, but I do remember selling the hell out of PSPs. Extended warranties for Walkmans. Yeah. That I do remember. Anyway, for Sony Discman, sorry. I don't know that will do me any good, but that is an option. What if I just walk into the next Best Buy and just say, I don't have a receipt for it? Then they'll say, well, can we look it up? Is it tied to your account? And I guess I just have to say no.
Then they probably wouldn't do it. They would probably say no.
I mean, they'd scan it, find out it's a Best Buy item.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'd give me like the lowest sale price and give me in-store credit for that, which at that point I'd take.
You take, maybe.
If it's a $45 item, let's just say it's ever been on sale for as little as $35. And they'll say, all we can give you is in-store credit.
I'll take it back. I think my employee number is 57066.
I would take it.
57066.
I would take it at that point.
Yeah. I was looking at the keypad 57066 because that was the combo I did.
It's just an item it's $45 too. If it were 10, you wouldn't even heard this story.
But yeah,
it's
$45.
It's $45 and I never even opened it.
It's unfortunate for you, Terry.
I just gotta find a way to get it back in their hands and get my money.
It's gotta get my money.
I guess like maybe I could call in or reach out to a customer service and plead the whole like I literally left the country. Mm-hmm. And even if, like, I couldn't
sir, we
get
have
it back.
A Best Buy in Singapore. You could have returned.
I couldn't
it there.
Get it back to you in 14 days, even if I wanted to.
No, I think it's not going to work, Terry. But you know what does work? Patreon.com/SmashboxTV. If you
help me refund my,
we do not take any returns. So there's that. You don't have to worry. We're not returning your money. We're going to return it in kindness and in podcasts. So if you go to patreon.com/smashboxtv, you can be part of our what club? What's the name of our zone? Maybe our
Smashy Zone.
Our Smashy Zone. You can become a Smashbox Patreon. Tonight we're going to be giving away two prizes. I think we're going to give away another.
What? Another? A brand new charger. If you have a Canon M50 and you're looking for that extra charger to charge your LP8, your LP10, or your LP12 battery.
No, we're not giving that away.
Damn it.
Sorry, Terry.
I want to write it off.
Nope. No, we're actually not giving away a disc member box. I thought we had more back there, but we do not have enough. So,
all right, I'll find something.
But anyway, we're going to give away two discs tonight. So if you are eligible, you can go to patreon.com/smashboxtv. I already have the sheet pulled up. It's right here. Mm-hmm. I have sorted it by email address tonight. Terry Miller, email address. How or what? There's 133 people eligible. How do you want to work this, Terry? What number should we draw? What number should we generate? How many?
It's a great question.
It is a great question.
I mean, it's episode 494. Let's go with 4.
All right.
Fourth one.
Our fourth one.
We never
one.
Go to 4.
Our first number was 15.
Wait, stop. Jason says he'll give me $49.99.
Second number is
Jason,
19.
I will send it to you. Just PayPal me. Let me know your address. I'll send you your charger.
Our third number is 83. And our fourth and final number for our winner tonight is number 68. 68, I'm going to pull our numbers up and scroll down a little bit. 68 is Josh Graham.
Yes.
Josh Graham from
that
the Staggered
podcast.
That useless trash. they don't know anything about disc golf. No, Josh Graham, big supporter, as we are a supporter of theirs. So awesome. Josh, we will work with, Terry will work with you on getting you a disc. Maybe you can arm wrestle him for one of those Samui swine discs. That would be pretty good. And so let me mark this one so I don't forget, which I mark it in green. And now Terry Miller, we're going to go on to our next giveaway. I think we're just going to hit the next button. So it's just our next one after 68. We're going to hit it again. And it is number 80. Number 80. I'm going to scroll down a little bit more. And that is Madison Walker.
Wait a minute. Is her credit, still goes through?
Yeah, she still has a credit card that's legal. Huh. I don't know how.
Hmm. Sweet. Well, thank you, Madison.
Yeah, well, thank you for being a supporter, Madison Walker. It's much appreciated.
I'm not going to lie. I don't even think I knew she was.
Yeah, she's been a supporter for...
I worry if I send her a disc, then it'll remind her that she still supports the potential. She'll say, wait, I didn't cancel that.
Oh, I forgot to cancel that. No, she's been a supporter for, like, a long time.
She's never won before.
No, she hasn't.
I'm not calling her a loser. I'm just saying she's never won before.
She's been a supporter since 2018. No, April of 2018, she's been a supporter. She's never won.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, thank you, Madison.
So actually, two relatively big names tonight. Josh Graham and Madison Walker.
I mean, you're all big names.
Let's, we love you all. Let's be real. Shane Wyatt, Kevin Schopek, Kurt Bimler, Todd Bramler, Charlotte Christensen, Manuel Oliver. We love you all. I just rattled off some names that were right around Madison Walker. Remember, we sorted it by email address. And Madison's email is Madison. Yes. Send her all the weird emails.
All right. Now, is there really a bidding war? You guys are getting me excited. Are you guys having a bidding war over my charger? Because I'll ship that out tomorrow.
Free shipping?
Oh, raise up to 50-50. We'll pay $50.50.
Free shipping, though? You eat the shipping on that?
Yeah, I'll eat the shipping. I'll ship my pants. I'll do whatever you need.
You'll ship whatever. Really... Okay, people, if you don't want it, don't really get Terry.
I just want to get my money back, I swear.
Yeah, if you really have a use for it, that's great. But if you don't get Terry's hopes up.
I should find the exact model as to what it is. But thank you. If there's any seriousness in you guys wanting this charger.
See, Ray was joking. Huh?
Damn you, Ray.
Suck it. Ray? Good job, Ray.
Oh, my gosh. Where's the ban button? Get it ready. We should block. That was one other comment that came in. Funny how my mind gets triggered here. That was a comment as someone said, who is monitoring and or moderating is a better word, moderating this Disc Golf Pro Tour YouTube account.
They usually have a
person
or two.
I was keeping like a light eye on it throughout the broadcast on Friday. Yeah. That's where I found that people didn't care for the drone during the accuracy competition. And then I reported that to I relayed that to the control room and I said, I've got no dog in this fight. I'm just relaying what I've been reading on the board. Take it for what you will, that the internet does not like the drone during the accuracy. It's obviously, as we talked about earlier, it sounded like it was mixed reaction during the long drive competition. I personally really enjoyed it then, and I thought it was great. But you guys really hated it during the accuracy. And sure enough, they cut it for the MPO accuracy. So... it seemed to work out. They took the feedback. I was just, again, just relaying it. It is... Are you guys teasing me about this? Ray says, I am not actually willing to pay. Ray, you kill me. Then again, maybe I guess I haven't exhausted this effort. Maybe I should go as far as just simply posting it on Facebook and say, hey, random shot in the dark, brand new item. Does anybody need this battery charger? I mean, yeah, we won't tell everybody how desperate I am to get some money back for it. And to be fair, as some have suggested. I should probably just keep it because I'll probably lose my charger at some point anyway.
More than likely.
So, yeah.
But anyway. Of course, odds are he would keep it. He would store it somewhere. He'd forget where he stored it. When he lost the charger, then he'd be all pissed that he can't find the charger that he knows he kept. He'd go out and buy another one. By the time that 30 days was over, 14 days is over, he'd find the other one. He's like, oh, that's right. I kept it.
I can't return this.
Now I've got two of them again. Damn it. I'm so upset. It's a cycle. It's a deadly cycle that will never get over. Terry, close us out of this show.
But who needs a charger?
Find out next week. Who wins?
Who wins the charger?
The charger.
All right. I do want to thank all of you for joining us. We love our Patreon supporters even more than the rest of you. I mean, if we're being blunt.
We do.
Because we can be bribed like that. Thank you, guys. Thank you all who tuned in to the All-Star Weekend. Hopefully you guys will enjoy the chess.com Invitational.
I will.
And hopefully you'll enjoy any of the post-production coverage from Samui that will get released in the next few days as well. And then I've got a bunch of other stuff that's still coming down the pipe after that. For Johnny V, I'm Terry Miller. That's 494's After Show. We'll see you next week. You step inside the Smashbox.